I have a word for you, and it's called Mary's Peace. Mary's Peace. And what this message is going to deal with, it's going to look at how Mary's path was straight. And we've been talking about that. We talked about it last night in the Moore group, which was really, really good. I think we recorded it. I'm not sure if you need a copy of it. I think you can get a copy of last night's from Elder Allison. But which was really, really good. And it was coming from the scripture that God gave us on Sunday when John had made a statement, and I'll read it to you in a moment, make his path straight. So in this message, we're going to look at how Mary's path was straight for the Lord to produce his first miracle, water to wine. And we're going to look at how this miracle came into being. She was given a salutation and she was given a word from the angel. And we're going to look at all of that tonight, and how when Mary aligned herself to the word of the Lord, what took place was in her aligning herself, she came into a place of faith. She amened the will of God about being the carrier of the Messiah. She amened that, and that also put her in a place of peace with God. And it's by being in that position that Mary's path was made straight. We're going to see at the buildup to it. So then when we get to this area where the miracle, and she presses him for this miracle, we're going to find out why he produced it. She essentially called out the Christ in him because her path was straight. And she called the Christ out of him, even against what he felt was not his time. And so we're going to get into it right now. We're going to look at our scripture in Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. It says here, this is talking about making his path straight, what John was saying. It says, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley, this is talking about the straight path in verse 5, every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And verse 6 talks about the results of after all those valleys and hills and mountains are straightened out. Verse 6 gives us the response of what's going to take place. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. All right. So after the way, after his path is made straight, talking about the Lord having an easy access into your life. The word straight, we learned, means at once or immediately. When his path is straight, Jesus, and remember these definitions because it's going to be really important at the end of this message. Jesus, and when the path is made straight, John went out and preached repentance, changing the hearts and minds of people, which we talked about last night, getting them in position to when they were baptized, they were confessing their sins. Their minds were changing. He was preaching the coming of the kingdom, and they made his path straight. They really made his path straight. Because they came in by changing their minds. His message changed their minds. And it made the pathway of the Lord to display kingdom very simple. And another definition means straightway, for the word straight. And what straightway means, in a direct course. He had a direct course. A direct course, a similitude of a direct course is like falling down a flight of stairs. You're not going to fall to the left, to the right. You're going to fall straight down. That's what a direct course is. You get right to the bottom. I hate to use that analogy, but actually Webster's uses that analogy. When you're falling straight down a flight of stairs, it's a direct course. When your path is, his path is made straight in your mind by the Rhema word and by you coming into this covenant of peace, his path is made straight. He has a direct course. He doesn't have to go detouring through the issues of your life. Because when you're in peace with God, you might not be perfect yet, but because you're in peace, it gives him a direct path to bring immediate results in your life. And so our study tonight is looking at Mary. And so we're going to look at Mary, and we've been learning, like I said, about that if his path is straight, meaning no obstacles within your frame of mind to stop him, he would move immediately on your behalf. Imagine all the trouble we've been in for years being solved in an instant. All of the things that we've been struggling with can be, reduced down to being solved at once, straightway. All right. The covenant of peace is the position we should be in that presents a straight path for Christ. Verse 5 reveals the straight path, talking about all the mountains and hills, valleys being filled and all that stuff. Everything's coming to level ground in verse 5. Verse 6 speaks of what happens when this all comes into being, when they all get into level ground or straight path. All flesh, the Bible says, will see thou salvation. When I read that, it made me realize that every area, not talking about all men, it's talking about everything that was fleshly or carnal will see the salvation of God.
Amen,
God. Everything you've been trying to do will come into salvation when the path is made straight. So let's go look at our example. Mary. Mary's path of peace begins. In Luke chapter 1, I'm going to do a little reading tonight, so hang in there, and we'll get to the meat toward the end. In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, it says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be." That to me is already intriguing about Mary. An angel is speaking to her. I believe it said Gabriel, one of the top angels in heaven, the messenger angel. And he gives her a salutation, and she's considering what he said and not who he was. That intrigues me tremendously about her. She's listening to the word rather than looking at the being. And that is, wow. And the angel said unto her,
awesome.
"Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him a throne, the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which," "the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And listen to Mary's response. And Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. All right. So now when Mary received this, Mary had a choice. She could say, "Listen, I think you got the wrong person here. No, I don't want that task. That's not for me." But Mary heard the word, and you got to understand, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm going to give you absolute proof. Mary was hearing a rhema. She was hearing a rhema. She wasn't just hearing this regular salutation. Mary was listening to rhema from the time that she was told that Jesus was coming and that she was going to bear him and carry the Son of God, the Lamb of God. She was listening to Rhema. And this Rhema was carrying her into a position as she received it. It brought her into position to be able to be in covenant with God's peace. Anytime you come into faith, you end up in peace. We read that in Romans 5:1, which we'll see again in just a moment. But in Romans 5:1, it declares that when you're justified by faith, you're now in peace with God. So okay. As Mary said this, when she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Boom. She had established a place. That's peace with God. She is in the will of God. She's not refuting it. God has called us to do many things. Many of us, and I don't mean to slap nobody in the face, but the truth be told, we've been called into this thing to do things for God, and we've been called into it, but a lot of us, or some of us, are not moving in the way that God has called us. So I'm going to tell you this, there's no way you have peace with God. You come into peace with God when you come in, when the mind has been affected agreeably, and you're saying amen to God's will. And when Mary did, she came into this place of peace. She came into this covenant of peace by faith. And so now, as Mary received and accepted the word of the Lord, she was entering into his peace for her life. As she entered into his peace, she would experience more and more peace through the revealed word. This peace was making his path. Listen, this peace was making his path straight for immediate miracles. And you're going to see something tonight that's going to shock you. Mary had to be positioned here. The pathway of Christ had to be straight for in through and through Mary. Amen. It had to be. It was vital for his ministry, for the anointing on his life. Watch this. For Mary too was in Romans 5:1. Her faith, she said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." She is in a place of absolute authentic faith. Therefore, being justified, this is where she is. She was justified by faith. She also had, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Mary's faith actually established peace. We're learning that peace, being in peace, gives Christ easy access. Easy access to remove burdens and destroy yokes. No obstacles. When you're in peace, there's nothing else in the way. There's none of your mindset in the picture. There's none of you. You're not in the way when you're in real peace, when you're walking under this shalom in this irenet. There's nothing about you in the way where now God or through his Christ being can move and heal, deliver, set free, release things into you. I mean, bless you immensely with no obstacles. Peace is that signia. It tells us that God has direct access to us. So now we go a little bit further in the story. Mary receives even more peace through the Rhema word. And it says, "And Mary arose in those days," verse 39, "and went into the hill country with haste." This is after she heard about her cousin. "She went into the city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me?'" Listen to this. This is what Elizabeth says back to her. She's pouring into her by the Holy Ghost. See, it says here, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. That tells me she's now pouring more rhema into Mary concerning keeping this covenant of peace with God. The rhema word is coming and filling Mary again. "And he spake out with a loud voice, 'And blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.'" Verse 43 says, "And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Look at the pedestal she put her on. Wow. Look at how God is pouring confidence through Elizabeth. Wow. What God is doing, he's making sure that Mary keeps the path straight So at the time where miracles need to come, the path through Mary would be straight. And watch, I'm giving you reason. Some of you might be ahead of the game because you've heard part of the story before, but this really brings, it makes sense. So God is pouring more rhema into her. Verse 44 says, "For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped," talking about John the Baptist, "the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed," talking about Mary again, talking about blessed are you that believe that you would carry the Christ, the Lord Jesus. You're blessed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is keeping Mary just saturated in the rainbow. Keeping her path straight, keeping her in the covenant of peace. And Mary said, "My soul," now watch Mary get in and on it now. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded," now she's prophesying to herself, "for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name."
Amen.
Mary is enveloped in this rainbow. She's enveloped with what God said. She's baptized in it. She is underneath this thing. She is, man, it's saturated her beyond. What God is doing, he's making sure Mary keeps his path. It makes it straight.
Amen.
Watch this now. A little bit further along here, we go a little bit further, and I'm moving kind of quickly, but this is going to be a hit. It's going to be hit and man, hit and quit real fast, but it's going to bless you. Mary's breadcrumbs is the next segment that to sustain the straight path. All right. In Luke chapter 2, verse 16 through 19, we see something here. "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." It's talking about the wise men. "And when they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all things and pondered them in her heart." Mary, see, along the way, you have to understand, and this happens when you get vision and when you get purpose from God. Sometimes we lose sight of what he said, and sometimes we lose our place, and losing our place causes us to lose our position in peace. It really messes things up. But Mary was really, 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 although she had received such a salutation from Gabriel and this awesome, awesome, awesome honor of carrying the Son of God, it became, you can tell, it became somewhat unbelievable. She wasn't as high as she was when she was hanging with Elizabeth. It's like when I smoke with some of you guys, we get really high in the rainbow, or some of us smoke together and we get really high. But then throughout the day or throughout the next day or two, the high that we were on, it kind of dissipates a little. So God would keep things happening around her. And so when they came and they were making all this stuff, and they were making all these sayings and about the child, and they're saying all this stuff, Mary kept them in her heart.
Amen.
She was, God through that was preserving a straight path. He preserved a straight path there. And we see another sort of it in the same book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 42 through 51. Watch this. "And when he was now," Jesus is now born, now he's 12. So when he was first born, they came and said stuff about him. And she kept that in her heart. She didn't lose that. It kept her in the understanding, this is the Son of God. And then we look again in Luke chapter 2, verses 42 through 51. Jesus now is 12 years old, and we pick up here. "And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances, or acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem. Now they left a day and didn't realize he wasn't with them. And they went back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass, verse 46 says, that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Now it tells you right there, Mary has lost sight of who he was. Oh, but God has a way to put a reminder in your spirit so his path can remain straight. It says here, it says, behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that Jesus, the boy, is saying, man, you know better. How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood, listen to this, and they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Verse 51 is key. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Wow. She kept the sayings. What saying did she keep? She kept this saying here. This is what she kept. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? She kept that saying. Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? That's the saying she kept. Now, how do I know these are all rhemas? Watch this. The sayings that she's keeping, the word sayings here in the Greek is the same word. It's rhema. It's rhema. The word sayings in the Greek, you can look it up in your Strong's. It translates rhema. She kept these topics, these matters. Amen. She heard a voice that was familiar to when she first heard the salutation from the angel. She heard a voice that was familiar when she heard the salutation come out of Elizabeth's mouth. She heard a sound. Yes. And she kept the sound.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
The sound which is being uttered by the living voice. She did not lose that. She hid those things in her heart. Why? Because she was keeping God through Rhema, was keeping the path straight.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. They couldn't understand, but she kept it in her heart. What Jesus said, when he spoke it, it was the sound of Rhema. And it was beginning and connecting back to the first rhema about the coming and about the fact that she would carry the Son of God. It would keep the rhema alive. And in keeping it alive, it kept her in line with this covenant of peace. It kept her in line where she couldn't go overboard and say, boy, I'm going to tear you behind up. You should have never stayed back here. No, no, no. When she heard that rhema, it put her back in line. It kept her in remembrance to who he was. But there's a bigger picture being painted here. It's a big picture that's being painted. And I preached this before, but my eyes are so open now. He kept her in a position where she kept his path straight. It connected her back to the rhema prior to his birth. It connected back to the rhema after his birth. It was fortifying her and keeping her path straight to receive him. One day, she was going to have to receive him as Christ. When the time would come, she would have to see him as Christ. Because Christ, the Christ in him, would bring results. It would bring the miraculous. It would bring immediate results.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Remember, the word straight means immediate or at once. And so if she ever lost sight of this, she would have never, watch what she does. Because she stayed there, Mary's path reveals his Christ and manifests an instant miracle, and it actually did more. And here we go. I said all this to bring it here. In John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of, and the mother, why are they talking about Mary? Why are they bringing her up first? And the she's not even the head of the wedding. They had a governor over the wedding. But they said, and the mother of Jesus was there.
Hallelujah.
She had a purpose here. This was her time. Hallelujah. This was her time. This was her moment in the kingdom. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, look who gets involved again. The mother of Jesus saith unto them, talking to Jesus, this is what she said, they have no wine. And here we go. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee?
Thank you, Jesus.
Mine hour is not yet come. Now remember, Mary kept his path straight. Mary kept his path straight. She stayed in position to where now the Christ in Jesus would be able to produce instant miracles. His mother saith unto them, unto the servants, she ain't listening to Jesus. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set. Jesus just said, woman, I ain't got nothing to do with you. He said, my hour. Let me just tell you what hour means. Let me scroll down for a minute. Let me tell you what hour means. The word hour, he said, my hour has not yet come. The word hour means day. It means hour. It means season. But look at this next definition. It means instant. In other words, instant, immediate, instantaneous, or on the spot. That's what instant means. Immediate, instantaneous, or on the spot. It also means speedy. He's saying, I'm not in position for instantaneous miracles.
Jesus.
That's what Jesus said. He said, I'm not in position. And she said, bump that. Whatever he says for you to do, you do it. God ordained Mary because he knew this woman would keep his path straight. He knew this woman would put him in position to begin a miracle ministry, that she would provoke him and push him because she was the first one with the revelation that he was the son of the living God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus saith unto them, Jesus, now because Mary doesn't move and she's in position, her faith and the peace she had with God put her in position and said, whatever he says, do it. So now the Christ rises up. Why? Because his path was made straight. Christ had to come on the scene. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, now look at the Christ in him, fill the water pots with water. Now all of a sudden, the Christ in him, now the one that did not know, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you further proof that this was the birthing of the miracle ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And it saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water, that it was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. He saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse 11, key. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee.
Amen.
And manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
Amen, Lord.
Mary's role in peace, sustained by the rhema word, keeping her locked in peace, authentic faith, and peace with God, caused a straight path for the Christ to come forth. This beginning of miracles, I looked up the word beginning just to get further confirmation. The word beginning here is arche. It means a commencement or origin. This is the origin place of where his miracles were birthed. They were birthed because Mary stayed her course in that rhema. That rhema kept her in a covenant of authentic faith and absolute peace. She was with peace with God. She did the will of God, and there was peace there. And because of that, Mary could not be deterred on who he was. When you're in peace, I'm telling you right now, you will not be deterred on who he is and what he's able to do.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And it's from that position that we will see immediate results. He told him, my time, my hour has not yet come. I'm not in the position for instantaneous miracles. She said, whatever he says, do. She didn't listen to him. He had never functioned in the Christ before. Not until now. And it was because one kept his path straight. So it was able to birth instantaneous results. So this was the beginning of miracles. It says here, it was his commencement. It was the origin. It also means that by which anything begins to be. It also said the origin again. And it also means, and I love this one right here, the active cause. You keeping his path straight will be the active cause of your miracle. It'll be the active cause of your breakthrough. You staying in this covenant of peace will activate. You'll catch up to activation because it's already been running ahead of you. But peace is the equalizer, and it brings activation into your atmosphere. It will become the active cause of why God reaches forth his hands and blesses you, delivers you, multiplies you, increases you. It will become the active cause. It was the active cause of Jesus walking in miracles. Because Mary kept his path straight. She kept it straight. She held on to the words that were spoken. She held on. She kept them in her heart. Every time he said something, even though sometimes she lost sight, but when she heard that sound, she held it until the time came to show him, my path has been made straight. I know who you are. There's nothing here. There's no obstacles. I'm at peace with God because of
Hallelujah,
your word.
Jesus.
Now let this be the place where it activates your cause. So her path was straight to the point where she brought his Christ, and Christ produced instantaneous results. This is my last note for you. He said his time for instant miracles, his hour had not yet come. But Mary, being in faith to who he was and had her, and which also had her in a place of absolute peace, and nothing could prevent the instant miracle she needed. This also was the origin of Jesus working. It's not just the miracle she needed that time, but really the bigger picture was the birthing of his miracle ministry and the birthing of the revelation of who he being Christ. It really came from here. The man Jesus got a real revelation that he is that one that can bring forth instantaneous results by God working through him. So her path was straight to the point. It birthed more than just her miracle. It birthed his miracle ministry. It was the active cause of Christ Jesus working miracles. Now, this is the last note. Now, if this is how miracles were birthed, the same must be said to how miracles Amen. Still to this day will be performed.
Amen.
Stay in his peace. Keep his path straight. This way there will be no hindrances to what he can and will do.
Amen, Lord.
No hindrances.
Amen.
And that's Mary's peace, and that's the result of it. And that really encourages me because, my goodness, how God has been, through his rhema word, keeping me in perfect peace. The first shalom is grabbing hold of the second shalom. It's bringing forth miracles. It's bringing forth the signs and the wonders. Manifestation is here. Oh, God, hallelujah. We've been saying it for a while, but it is here. It's truly here. We've really crossed over, and that's without a shadow of doubt. we've really come into it now. We really have. And so now, with this understanding, if some of you need him to be the instantaneous deliverer that he is, please don't move from his peace. Don't move from it. Because that means, what if I'm in peace, man, that means everything that was an obstacle is now bowing down. My whole mindset is bowing down and receiving and in a position of surrender. And that means there's nothing in the way.
Amen.
Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Minister Kurt says, amen. Elder Donna said, bless God. Bless God. Mary's a real example for us. Tremendous example. And I love how the word just kept coming to her. And when you're on the quest and you're really wanting this, he will continue to pour his word into you and keep you in a locked position of absolute peace. And his path will be made straight through that peace.
Amen. Mm. Thank you.
That's what you're doing. You're making an easy level road for him. There's nothing obstructing. There's nothing in the way. There's no stumbling blocks. There's no rocks of offense. He has an easy pathway to you. He doesn't have to bring reproof and correction because you're in his peace. So you get instantaneous deliverance results. Stay here. Don't move. Don't move. Like we said last night, if it tarries, don't worry, it won't tarry. First shalom is there. It's guaranteeing the second shalom, the manifestation. Oh, just bask in it. Let him prove himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He let them put Daniel in the lion's den. But I'll tell you right now, Daniel had the first shalom. Mm-hmm. He knew he was with God.
Yes.
So Daniel's deliverance was already there in the first shalom.
Amen.
He said, oh, don't worry, King. My God has shut the mouths of the lions. The king said, Daniel, are you there? Boy, are you there? He said, oh, King, live forever. Nothing's touched me. Daniel knew it. And this is what Daniel said. He said, because of the cleanness of my hands. Because of the cleanness of my hands. Meaning there was nothing in the way. God didn't have to straighten Daniel out in anything. And when you're in peace, he doesn't have to say anything to you. Because of the cleanness of your hands. Amen. I'm done. Amen. Right there. That's all I have for you tonight, guys.
Bless God.
Hallelujah. Amen.